Thanks for listening to the WYXR Archives. It's our spring pledge drive. Help keep the archive going by going to WYXR.org and donating now.
I'm going to hand it off to Trinity.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Liv. I appreciate that.
Happy pledge drive.
Happy pledge drive a week. It's been a great week. We're in what, day three?
Yeah.
Of pledge drive. And we are at 24% of our goal here at 91.7 FM WYXR Memphis. Period. So keep those donations rolling. We appreciate y'all so much. Y'all can show your love and support at WYXR.org and click that donate button, or you can give us a call at 901-460-3031. And here in the studio, we have the lovely Zoe Dominguez here.
Hello.
Woo, woo, woo. Hey, Zoe, how you doing?
Good. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Good. Thank you so much. Zoe is a singer and a performer, and she's just going to share some love and some music with us today. Can you tell us a little bit about who you are before we get started?
Yeah. So my name is Zoe. I'm from Nashville originally, but now I'm based in Memphis. And I got to say, I like it much better. I've been playing music since forever. Can't really even put a beginning or end point on it. And I'm currently recording my first album, which will hopefully be out in October. So everybody keep your eyes peeled.
Period. Thank you. So where can everyone find you, Zoe?
You can find me currently on Instagram. That is where most of the videos of my music are. I don't have anything out on streaming platforms, but my Instagram is Zoe Dominguez. The I in Dominguez is actually the number one. So it's Zoe Dom, number one, Nguez.
Nice. Well, y'all heard the girl. Go ahead and head over to Instagram to show our girl Zoe some support. But we're going to go ahead and get started with the music, if that's all right.
Yeah, that's perfect.
All righty. So where are you going to be playing for us first?
This first song is called Boy I'd Wanna Be.
Full of smile, calling your name feels like coming home. The way that you move kidnaps my tell, but I want what you got. 'Cause I just feel like I could know you. I call it love, but they see right through. If I'm talking honestly, I'd never change. But if I were to, you're the boy I'd wanna be.
Bye. goodness. Y'all just heard the beautiful Zoe Dominguez perform for us live here at the studio. That was amazing. Thank you so much, Zoe. Can you talk to us a little bit about the writing process of that song and,
yeah,
and what that was like for you?
So that song, the way that I describe it whenever I'm playing shows is the experience of when you see someone on the street or at, you know, an event or just in public and you're like, I'm not sure if I want to be with that person or if I want to be that person, and the strange feelings that can occur if that person happens to be a man. So it's just me, you know, working through some stuff, and now I've played it on the radio, so you're welcome, everybody.
That is so nice. Well, thank you. Well, you got another song for us?
Yeah.
Alrighty, perfect. Let's keep it rolling, guys. Perfect. Thank you for listening. You can donate again at wyxr.org, or you can give us a call at 901-460-3031. We are at 24% of our goal. Let's keep it going, guys. Thank you so much. We've got Zoe Dominguez.
All right, this next one is unofficially, but I think probably officially, titled The Cowboy Song. It's about people from Texas. Mama, I'm in love with a Texan. I ain't proud, but that is where I am. Living for the half his affection and sleeping with my arms. Tells me about his mother, and I know his favorite color. He's not afraid to let me watch him cry. Oh, I have discovered why I'll never need another. And if you're confused, well, let me tell you. He might leave in the morning.
kiss me in the street, but never look me in the eye.
What I'm hearing so far, and I'm sure all of our listeners are too. Just want to thank you so much for stopping by and just sharing your gifts with us. Everyone, make sure to go follow Zoe on Instagram. What was that Instagram again that they
Zoe
can find
Dominguez,
you at?
DOMINGUEZ, but the I in Dominguez is the number one.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Zoe and I were having a quick discussion before we started, and we were just talking about how we're also fellow Nashville girlies and things like that, and how we both came to Memphis for school and have been loving it a lot more. So can you kind of just talk about how the Memphis music scene has helped grow you as an artist, any inspiration that you've gotten from being here so far?
I mean, so far what I've encountered is just the Memphis music scene is so much more like community centered than what it is in Nashville. I think Nashville is such an industry city that it is incredibly competitive, and especially if you are a woman in the Nashville music industry.
Talk about it, Zoe.
I grew up playing punk rock music, and that was just not really, I mean, even in 2020 was still not really something that the men were loving. And I've just found that, I don't know, that's not really, I mean, I'm sure it still happens in Memphis, but it's definitely like I'm so much more encouraged to go out and play shows, and people invite me to things like this all the time, and it's just so warm and welcoming.
Yeah, I definitely feel that the community here in Memphis is just super strong, and that's another thing that we love about here at WYXR is with your donations and with your support, you can continue to help us have small artists like Zoe over here just come by and share her music with us. So don't forget to share your love and support with us over here for Pledge Drive Week, you guys. You got some more music for us, Zoe?
I do.
All right, let's get it rolling.
How many more do we think? I think I can do one more. What time is it? Two more? Okay. Yeah. We'll do two more then. This next song is called Worst Guy at a Party, and it's about the exact kind of person that it sounds like it's about. Time you've been losing your friends, you've been counting down days to a cynical end, and life has made you a different man. So it's no good to be living like me. You think you're too scared of things I can't see, and how could I ever understand? I want you the victim of some Anglican philosophy. Oh, so damn enlightened, I can feel you looking down on me. Call it as you see it, killing in the name of honesty. Say it makes you sickly, but I think you kinda love to be. We thought you'd outgrow it, but you're starting to show it, and nobody wants you around. Oh, Mr. All Knowing, you gotta be joking, cause nobody wants you around. Drinks deep in the thick of it now. You let me say a few words till you figure me out. So sure that you gotta read on me. Talking too much cause you're loving the sound. Oh, but it's hurting my brain when you open your mouth. Your thoughts just feel like pulling teeth. Oh, look at the genius, just a modern little Socrates. Oh, armed with the Marlboro and pockets of hypocrisy. I think all womankind deserve a grand apology, and I could demand it, but I think you've heard enough from me. We thought you'd outgrow it, but you're starting to show it, and nobody wants you around. Oh, Mr. All Knowing, you gotta be joking.
explain it to me, baby. Yeah, I really gotta know the basic human empathy you learned a few trips ago. I know you get so up in arms about the end of times, but I'm just pissed off thinking about how you waste. Oh no, we thought you'd outgrow it, but you're starting to show it, and nobody wants you around. Oh, Mr. All Knowing, you gotta be joking, 'cause nobody wants you around.
Only have a few words. The mic is on. The mic is on over here in the studio. Zoe, thank you so much. Is there anything that you have coming up soon that we can look forward to in the future?
You know, this is actually the worst time because I am out of all of my full band shows until August. But okay, just keep your eyes peeled. And like I said before, I'm hoping to start releasing stuff come October.
Absolutely. Please make sure to send us your stuff and we will definitely be banging it over here at WYXR Memphis. And that's also the beautiful thing about nonprofit community radio. We can play what we want over here. And that's thanks to y'all's support, y'all that are listening right now. But Zoe's got one more song for us, is that correct?
I do.
All right, take it away, Zoe. Thank you.
All right, this one is, like we were talking about before, we're both from Nashville, and this is why I live in Memphis now instead of Nashville. Couple days at least, found out God made me a woman, and now I need some time to grieve. You know I hate these Californians, steal my city, raise the rent. There's green juice at the Murder Kroger, and they wonder where the artists went. But if I leave for Carolina with no one by me but my rage, I fear I'd stay until my fingers turn to raisins with old age. Tell me how long do you think it's gonna last? How angry can I get until there's just no turning back? I can't see past forever when the feeling doesn't pass. I bought a great escape car, there's no money left for gas. Spent my summer getting smaller and kissing strangers on the mouth. Swapping spits, a nasty habit, but at least it keeps me out the house. Too much silence leaves me lonely, but every person makes me sick. I got a pissed off disposition, I'm trying to get over it. Tell me how long do you think it's gonna last? How angry can I get until there's just no turning back? I can't see past forever when the feeling doesn't pass. I bought a great escape car, there's no money left for gas. Scales 100 feet.
can I become before that ceiling starts to crack? I got one hand on the steering wheel, I'm ready for the crash. I bought a great escape car, there's no money left for gas. I bought a great escape car, there's no money left for gas.
All right, y'all heard her, Zoe Dominguez, here live in the building and in the studio. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for stopping by and sharing
your beautiful voice and your beautiful skills. Zoe's going to have some things coming up in August, so be on the lookout for that. Thank you guys for listening. We're going to keep the music rolling and the party going.
Yeah, before we do that, though, it is our spring pledge drive at WIXR. And a little fun fact about Zoe is that she has also worked at community radio stations.
I have.
Yeah. So I just wanted to ask you, why should people be donating? What's your relationship with WYXR? Why do you love community radio?
I love community radio because I like the idea that just normal people can play the stuff that they want without any kind of algorithm telling them what to play, especially now in the age of streaming. I think having a source of music that comes from people that actually know what they're talking about and what they like instead of just a random computer is really valuable. And also it allows artists like me to come and do things like this.
Yeah, absolutely. You can donate to WYXR right now at WYXR.org. There's also a little spot where you can leave a message. So you can leave some love for Zoe. You can leave some love for Trin or just WYXR in general. So head to WYXR.org.
Period.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
Zoe.
Thank
you. All right. You can also, what number can folks call, Trin?
They can call 901-460-3031.
All right. Let's get the music going. It's WYXR.
Cause I love snow, it's good.
stunner frames on. Put your stunner, put your stunner, put your stunner, put your stunner.
WYXR 91.7 FM. You know, it's a very special time here. First of all, I'm here in a special time slot here with Trinity sharing the airwaves. Hello, hello. Yes. And you know, not only is it a very special time for WYXR here on our Pledge Drive week, April is also a very special month. April is Autism Awareness Month. And so, in the studio, can you hear the music? I mean, come on,
it's
y'all.
It's a great song for today. I mean, the fact that we have an eclipse going on.
Come on,
sure.
I think that's definitely an appropriate song. You know what I mean? Stunner frames on. Kia Shine is in the building.
Yes, and, look, layers the eclipse on layers hasn't. On layers.
The eclipse hasn't got dark yet, so yeah, we got a little time to talk
so
about it.
We're right on time. Yeah. The one and only Kia Shine in the building.
Thank y'all for having me, man. Thank y'all much, man. Thank y'all. So I understand it's Pledge Week.
Yes, it's Pledge Week. Yeah. You know, we appreciate having this community radio station being able to really amplify local artists and, you know, the importance.
Yeah, indeed. It's necessary. You know what I mean? It's necessary to be able to have a resource, to be able to, you know, you need to be able to amplify. Amplify is a very key word because what does it do? When you put an amp onto a guitar, it turns that sound up. And I think that Memphis artists, not just one type of Memphis artist, but just Memphis artists, period. Whether you're doing rap, whether you're doing country, whether you're doing rock, whether you're doing alternative, whatever you're doing, R&B, you know, you need to have an outlet to be able to share what God has blessed you to be able to do. So this is a great space and a great place to be able to make a pledge at.
Absolutely. And I mean, we have so much talent here in Memphis, obviously you here
thank you very much.
And in studio. And as you mentioned, across a variety of genres, always making a big impact, not just in the United States, but around the world through music, through art, through movies, through podcasting.
Definitely,
I'm only naming
man.
Some of the things that you're involved in in case people don't know.
No, indeed. Definitely been blessed to be able to grow. You know what I mean? If you're not growing, you're dying. And I think if you want to last in entertainment, you know, you're gonna have to recognize that certain seasons are for certain things and certain seasons are for other things, and you have to be smart enough to know when God is leading you to go into different endeavors. But you know, there's nothing wrong with changing, you know what I'm saying, because change is inevitable. Growth is a part of it. Anything that's not growing is dying. So for me, I've just been trying to keep growing, you know, through movies, through film, you know, through the activations for being an activist for autism. It's just about making sure that I'm at my full potential.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, turning that potential that I feel like God has given me and turning it into something, you know, and not leaving nothing on the table.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you talked about different seasons, but as we know, every season starts as a seed, and sometimes it's just an opportunity to actually bear fruit in that season. I'd love to give you the opportunity to tell us more about what you're doing with autism.
Yeah. What we're doing right now is Autism Awareness Month, and this is kind of like our month where it's sweet weeks. You know, this is what they call it. It's sweet weeks. This is a time where you actually go, you know, this is where the world starts to acknowledge autism.
Mm-hmm.
And what we want to do as a nonprofit is really get in front of it and really be able to use this time where people acknowledge that autism exists and that it's a fast growing deficiency with the black kids especially, you know what I mean? And so it's just like, for me, with having a son with autism, Jameson's 13, born nonverbal, my special boy, this was the purpose that found me. Sometimes you look for your purpose, but this one was one that found me. And through years of being his father and navigating through what autism is, it appears that God has used us to be able to now use our platform and use our experience to be able to help other people. And that's what we're doing with Autism Advocates. A lot of these nonprofits I talk about or that I see out here, I don't really feel them. And I always want to make sure that what our nonprofit, which is Autism Advocates, you can reach us at autismadvocates.org, is we want to make people feel it. Like, community needs to feel what we're doing. So what we're doing out here is hitting all the schools, all the high schools, elementary schools, middle schools, where autism children and teachers are at, and meeting them where they are and giving them sensory items for their rooms, for sensory rooms, because sensory items is not something that's toys and things of that nature are needed for our autism babies to be able to regulate and be able to learn. So they differ not less, you know what I mean? Like high functioning, I don't really say high functioning, like they have functioning classes, but you know, the spectrum is wide. So it just depends on what it is. Like mine is nonverbal, my son's nonverbal, but they have, some people can have a full conversation with you and have autism, but it's just, it's the different, the spectrum is wide. But we wanna be able to be a voice for the voiceless and be able to really represent for that community that I feel like is underserved. So that's what we out here doing this month, is making sure we, you wanna move the world, you gotta start with the people down the street. And I'm down the street, you know what I mean, these schools, touching these kids and touching these young adults and these teachers that are very underpaid, you know what I'm saying, for what they do. So that's what we're doing right now. And yeah, I'm just enjoying doing it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's fulfilling.
Absolutely.
It really is fulfilling.
You know, I love what you said about, you know, if you want to change the world, you have to start where you are and start with what you have.
Yes. I think a lot of times we don't start. We wait until all the ducks are in a row, everything's lined up, and then we're ready to go. But a lot of times, if you wait for that, it'll never happen. You know, you got to just like actually, sometimes perfectionist leads to procrastination. I think you just got to like just go at it and do it. You know, I didn't know very much about running a nonprofit, but at the same time, it's like, okay, you know, I feel like God has called me to do this. So I'm like learning and applying and doing, you know.
Absolutely. So,
but I'm enjoying it though. Definitely enjoying it, man.
Thank you so much for spending some time here with us this morning on WYXR. And again, where can folks learn more?
You can hit us up at autismadvocates.org. Autismadvocates.org. You know, we different, not less. We blessed by the best. More music is on the way. More movies is on the way. A lot of more things are on the way. So
yes.
Stay in tune like a choir.
All right, more music on the way, not just from Kia Shine, but also here at WYXR. And if you want to continue to have more music here on your airways, make sure you go to WYXR.org. Donate now.
Donate.
did you say? What did you say? Yes, I know. I know I got to get her back. She's the best thing I ever had. I know she used to hold me tight in the middle of the night. I know the woman used to squeeze me. She used to tease me, but then she would please me.
Mm-hmm.